Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from I4 GovCon event down here in Tampa. And I have Bill, and I don't want to mispronounce your last name, so how do I say that?
Schley.
Schley. From Brand Team 6 here at the booth with me. Now, I heard you speaking this morning.
Oh, okay. So, you actually still wanted me to come on your show?
Yeah, you know, believe
you
it or
be
not.
You must be hurting,
you know,
really.
Well, we got to have some kind of content. No, I'm just kidding. So, Bill, tell me about Brand Team 6.
Well, Brand Team 6 is a branding agency.
Mm-hmm.
We do strategic differentiation for companies. We've helped people find the one idea that they stand for that sets them apart so that they're the number one choice for their customers, and that's what makes you brandable. People think branding is logos and color palettes. No, branding is an idea of a difference that only you can stand for. And when you find that thing, it transforms your whole company. So that's what we do. I've been doing it for a little while. I don't know if you ever watch Mad Men on TV, but
I do.
I learned, my bosses were the original ones in New York, and we learned about these principles, largely forgotten principles, these secrets of how to set yourself apart. These were the guys that created brands that lasted for 100 years, like melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah.
Things like that that everybody knows. It was those principles, and I learned them at Ted Bates, and that's what we still do today.
Yeah. So other than speaking this morning, what brought you here?
I wrote a book. I've written several books, but I wrote a book about entrepreneurs called The Unstoppables. And it turns out that the lady who organized the conference heard me speak on a podcast, which is why I'm here, because I'm commemorating in honor of all podcasts everywhere.
There you go.
Read the book. It's called The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. I wrote that. I had written several branding books, but branding is all about finding the center, the one big center idea of the center of the problem. And we wanted to find out if we could make more entrepreneurs in this country. So we're saying, how do we do that? What's the center of, can you even train them? Can you make people? Can you tap entrepreneurial power inside people? And we went on a journey. My book writing partner and I happened to be a billionaire who knew something about starting companies.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a journey to find out, and it took us, we went to Harvard Business School, decided we weren't going to learn anything from those professors.
Sure.
And immediately went on a journey that took us around the world. We went to Israel. We went, end up talking to a lot of Navy SEALs, a lot of special operations people, because we found out that the entrepreneurship was about the emotional mechanics of getting started and getting in motion and staying in motion and not quitting. And it was also about the mechanics of true teams and leveraging yourself up into true teams. No one knew more about that than the Navy SEALs. And so the book ended up being a lot about fear and love and belief. It didn't start out that way.
Sure.
And then, but about the emotional mechanics and the fact that you can tap that power inside of you, and there's just specific ways to do that.
Yeah. So what is, and I noticed you were here this morning and you're still here today. So obviously you had a lot of interest in what was going on. So
I did.
What were some of the fun things that you saw that you enjoyed today?
At the conference today?
Yeah.
Well, I saw something. I like entrepreneurs and I like entrepreneurship. And Jenny, who's formed this conference, if she's not an entrepreneur, I don't know who is.
That's true.
She had an idea. She had a vision. It wasn't completely formed, but she knew that she wanted to bring people together. What I do is I'm a focuser and someone who finds the pattern in the center of things to figure out what the idea is. She called up. She wanted me to speak about the book. I said, what's the conference about? We worked on that together. And then I watched it come together today.
Yeah.
Which was just to find out, hey, you know, this is about teams and this is about coming together and what that means. This is about finding teams, putting them together to accomplish a mission, and then bringing them together in a central way, which is what you do in branding.
Yeah.
So that they stand for something so you can win a contract.
Yeah.
It was fascinating to me to, plus I got to meet great people. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people they're interested in the book, so that's a kick for an author.
That's good.
When someone actually wants to read your book.
When the print actually sells, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big kick.
Because let's face it, it doesn't really happen when you're published. It happens when they start buying.
It happens. It happens if somebody other than your mother actually buys it.
Yeah, right?
That's a big moment.
You don't have the boxes sitting in the garage anymore,
that's
huh?
That's exactly right. But yeah, because you go through a lot of pain and a lot of fear writing a book because you're spending 18 months of your life and you said, I don't know if anyone wants to read this. I don't know if I'm crazy. I don't know if people are going to think this is just a lot of bull.
Yeah.
You just don't know. If it's bad, you're putting yourself out into the world for them to see that. So
sure.
It's a risky thing to write a book.
Yeah.
You're
exposed. You're fully exposed.
You are exposed. Yep.
Very cool.
Which is, again, it's what you... And anytime anyone dares to do anything, it pays dividends.
Yep.
And you find that out. So you do the hard thing. You dare to write a book. You dare to put on a conference like mm-hmm. this. You dare to be an entrepreneur. You dare to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. And you have to take it into account.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things of going through all of that, like you were saying, is creating,
mm-hmm.
is that all of a sudden now you're open for opinions, whether you wanted them or not.
You are. You're exposing yourself. But as they said, the people, it's the person that puts themselves in the arena and dares mm-hmm. greatly.
That's it.
Who's the one
that goes down in the books, right?
That's right. That goes down in the books as never being among those timid souls.
That's it.
Who never tasted the victory or the agony of defeat.
Yeah, there you go. So what's next for you and Brand Team 6?
Well, I'd like to say retirement, but I already did that.
That's not happening.
I just moved to Florida. How about that?
Okay.
I'm a Floridian. I have a Florida license. I'm all the way up from...
You're legit, huh?
All the way from Boston in the New York area. So I'm here. No, it's to continue to promote the message that we have. We want, you know, if you do things like I do, we're a little bit on a mission to make people remember the forgotten principles.
Yeah.
And so that they can really differentiate themselves. It helps companies. But also, I'm finding that to promote the book a little bit more, the Unstoppables, because I never spent any time doing that. I'm too busy doing my...
Just take a road trip. Florida's a really cool state. There's a whole lot to see.
Well, I think so. So I think what's in store for me is to do more with the Unstoppables.
Yeah. Very neat.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody's interested in Brand Team 6 or Unstoppables, where can we send them to?
Well, they can go to www.brandteam6.com. They can read about the whole formula for how to set themselves apart on that website. They can also Google me, just Bill Schley, Billschley, and they'll find me because I'm a very famous man.
Because you're Googleable.
I guess I am, and I keep every now and then I check it, and they still don't have anything terrible about me yet. So
all right, so you're
I
good
guess
to go.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know, we're always interested if people want. We're very accessible still.
Yeah.
So
very neat. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out today, and I want to thank you for supporting Jenny because I know this has been a long road for her, and even though I'm in Pensacola, we've been in consistent contact on trying to help and ensure
Jenny,
that this gets to happen for
Jenny
her.
Jenny is what makes the world go around and what makes America great, and she is an entrepreneur. She's a woman of passion and a woman of action.
Yeah.
It's a great combination.
It works for me.
Okay.
So, well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you coming by today. All right, guys. This has been Keith Hilbert, broadcasting live from I4GovCon, signing off.